Multi-zone mini-split multi-head, anatomy and service, a whole unit field guide to multi-zone ductless, one inverter condenser feeding several indoor heads, how refrigerant is distributed and metered per zone, branch boxes, the new failure modes, and how diagnosis differs from a single-zone system. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A multi-zone mini-split is one outdoor inverter condenser feeding several indoor heads, typically 2 to 5, sometimes more, each conditioning its own room with its own remote and set point. It's the ductless answer to I want to do the whole house or several rooms without ducts and control each room independently. Everything from the single zone article still applies. Inverter compressor, AV metering, flares, communication, fault codes. What's new and what makes multi-zone its own beast is distribution. One compressor's worth of refrigerant has to be split among multiple coils that are calling for different amounts or no capacity at any moment. And each zone has to be metered and controlled independently. The distribution hardware and logic is where multi-zone specific problems lie. How it's built. One multi-port outdoor condenser. A bigger inverter unit with multiple refrigerant port pairs, often one liquid/suction pair per zone, or a set of ports feeding a branch box. Multiple indoor heads. Each head has its own coil, blower, thermistors, board, and an electronic expansion valve EEV that meters refrigerant to just that coil. Prezone EEVs are how the system gives each room the right amount of refrigerant for its current call. Two distribution approaches. Home run multi-port units. A separate line set runs from a dedicated port on the condenser to each head. Simple to grasp, but a lot of line sets and flares. Branch box distribution box units. One larger line set runs from the condenser to a branch box, and short line sets fan out from the box to each head. The box contains the splits and sometimes EV/valves. Fewer long runs, one more component to fail. Communication network. All the heads and the condenser talk on a serial bus. Each head is addressed so the system knows which zone is which. How it's plumbed and controlled. Refrigerant distribution. The compressor produces one stream that's divided among the active zones. Because zones call independently, the system constantly retrims each zone's EEV to balance flow. A head that's satisfied gets its EEV nearly closed. An active head gets more. Control. Each head has its own thermostat/remote and set point. The outdoor unit pools the demands and runs the compressor at a speed that serves the total active load. Power. Like single zone, power lands at the outdoor unit and the heads are fed from it over the interconnect verify per model. Some larger multis power heads separately. Heat/cool limitation. Most residential multi-zone systems are not simultaneous heat and cool. All running zones must be in the same mode. You can't heat the bedroom while cooling the den. The system usually follows the first/priority zone's mode, and the others can only match it or idle. True simultaneous heat/cool needs a heat recovery VRF-style system, a different class of equipment. In the field, diagnosis builds on single zone but adds the question, is the problem one zone or the whole system? All zones dead/nothing runs, outdoor unit, main power, or a system-wide communication fault. One zone out, others fine. That zone's headboard, its EV, its section of the communication bus, its line set/flare, or on branch box units that port in the box. A zone can't change mode, expected behavior. Multi-zone follows one mode at a time. Educate before you diagnose. Normal values and targets. Evacuation, 500 microns with a decay test. And there are more flares and more lines set to leak, so the stakes are higher. Charge. Factory charge for the base line set lengths plus the per foot additions for each run or the total, per the install table. Multi-zone charge math is easy to get wrong. There are several runs to account for. Voltage. 208 to 240 volts at the outdoor unit. Larger multis may need a bigger feeder than a single zone. Per zone behavior, each head should respond to its own set point. Superheat/subcool are the primary charge check, because every EEV is trimming. Rely on weigh-in and the manufacturer's service mode. Common faults and what they mean. One head doesn't cool/heat, others work. That zone's EEV stuck won't open. A headboard fault. A kinked or leaking line set to that head, or a branch box port problem. Because the other zones work, the compressor and main charge are probably fine. Communication error on one or all heads. Miswired or nicked interconnect. Wrong head addressing, or a bad board. One head off the bus can sometimes drop the whole network depending on topology. Whole system weak/undercharged. A leak often at one of the many flares, or charge math that missed a line set addition. Find the leak. Multi-zone has many more flare joints than single zone. Branch box leaking are noisy. The distribution box has joints and sometimes valves that can leak or stick. A failure point home run systems don't have. Zones fighting over mode. Not a fault. The system only does one mode at a time. The customer who can't cool one room while heating another has the wrong expectation or the wrong equipment for that need. Condensate overflow at one head. Sane biofilm slash drain clog a single zone per head. Tech tips and gotchas. First question on every multi-zone call. One zone or all zones? That single split cuts the diagnosis in half. One zone points at that head slash AEV slash run. All zones points at the condenser, main power, or the whole communication bus. Charge math is the silent killer. Several line sets, each with its own length addition. Miss one and the whole system runs short. Add it all up from the install table and weigh it in. Per zone EDVs make superheat slash subcool unreliable for charging. Don't try to charge a multi by a number on the gauges. Weigh in and use service mode. Branch boxes are a real component. If a system has one, it's a place leaks, stuck valves, and wiring faults hide. Don't forget it exists when a zone acts up. Most residential multis can't do simultaneous heat and cool. Know this before you troubleshoot a customer's mode complaint. Head addressing matters. A head set to the wrong address or two heads sharing one breaks the communication map. Verify addressing on a COM fault. Safety slash code notes. Recover refrigerant per EPA section 608 before opening any joint. Never vent. More joints means more care. Outdoor unit power and disconnect per NEC section 440. Within sight, heads typically de-energize with the outdoor disconnect. But verify per model since some larger multis feed heads separately. Each head's condensate must drain to an approved point per the mechanical slash plumbing code. Float safeties where overflow would cause damage. Flare connections per the listing and torque spec. With many flares, one bad joint sinks the whole system.